This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Haviv, HAVIV, first name David, DAVID, the date of birth, March 29, 1963, date of evaluation, October 23, 2025, the referring physician, Dr. Porter, the chief complaint, 62-year-old male seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for right shoulder surgery. The HVI, the patient is a 62-year-old male who reports right shoulder injury, period. He reports repetitive motion injury as related to his work, period. He first noted pain approximately one year ago, period. He stated that pain would simply come and go. In approximately April of 2025, he had increased pain and decreased range of motion, period. Workup ultimately revealed a tear, period. The patient has ongoing pain, which he describes as throbbing, and typically 6 - 7/10 subjectively. It is increased to 10/10 with activity, period. The patient was evaluated and felt to require surgical treatment, period. It is anticipated that he will undergo arthroscopy of the right shoulder with debridement, revision, rotator cuff repair, and open bicep stenosis, period. The patient currently denies any cardiovascular symptoms. He specifically denies chest pain, orthopnea, or PND, period. Past medical history includes one, hypertension, next number, shoulder injury, next number, cystitis, past surgical history, left rotator cuff repair, next number, urinary tract reconstruction, medications, naproxen 500 milligrams PRN. He previously took lisinopril, which apparently was discontinued. Allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, mother with end-stage renal disease, CVA, and diabetes. The social history, he has distant history of marijuana use but denies cigarettes or alcohol use. Review of systems, constitutional, he has had pain and weakness, respiratory, he has history of asthma and has cough, period, he has had wheezing, period. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 137/79, pulse 51, respiratory rate 18, height 70.5 inches, weight 228 pounds. In general, he's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The physical exam, otherwise significant or skin, he has multiple tattoos, especially involving the chest and arm. Musculoskeletal, right shoulder demonstrate tenderness on abduction, period. There is decreased range of motion present, period. Data review. ECG demonstrates sinus bradycardia at a rate of 47 beats per minute. Non-specific ST T-wave changes are noted, period. ECG otherwise unremarkable. The impression, this is a 62-year-old male who is seen preoperatively as he has industrial injury to the right shoulder, period. Patient has history of hypertension, which appears adequately controlled, period. he is noted to have significant bradycardia, period. He is asymptomatic with regards to bradycardia, period. And I suspect that this is a physiologic bradycardia as related to conditioning, period. Patient is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure. He is cleared for same sign, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.